Welcome to the SMB Community Podcast with hosts Amy Babinchek, James Kernan, and Carl Polacek. Produced by Kernan Consulting and for the international MSP community, we are dedicated to making every IT professional a successful IT professional. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the SMB Community Podcast. This is James Kernan with Kernan Consulting, and I'm thrilled to introduce two incredible guests today. We're going to talk success stories, partner success stories. So these two are a dynamic duo in the MSP world. First up, we've got Christina Klein. She's the leader of the MSP sales division at Landsweeper. Welcome, Christina.
Thanks, James. So nice to be chatting with you today. Appreciate you making time for us.
You bet. You bet. I've been looking forward to this. And also joining us is another guest, Martin, who's a successful MSP and longtime Landsweeper partner and customer. Welcome, Martin.
Nice meeting you, James. Thanks for having us. Really excited to be part of this discussion today.
You bet. You bet. And Martin's the CEO of B2B Cyber Secure. So that's a cool name. So let's just jump right in. Martin, I'll start with you, but you know, you're running a thriving MSP. Can you walk us through how you first came across Landsweeper and what role it plays in your day-to-day operations?
Of course. Well, with a couple years of IT experience in cybersecurity, I came to some customers that didn't know what they had in their environment. So I started exploring tools and I found Landsweeper, which I never quitted since then, like, as you mentioned. What we do is IT asset discovery, risk assessment. We manage security services, and Landsweeper enables us to get this data into a single platform. So then we can analyze and make some recommendation to the customer.
Awesome. And I think you use it for both customers and prospects, right?
Yes. We have developed a really nice tunnel funnel, I could say, with Landsweeper. We call it the proof of concept approach. Yep. So what we do is a customer that we that knocks on our door or that we prospect, we go on-prem to their offices, we install Landsweeper, we set it up, and we show them how it works, what data it brings us, and then we have a discussion about whether they want to use it or not. Most of the time, they like to use it and they keep it. So that's awesome. Our approach.
Awesome. Awesome. I love it. I love that you use it for both prospects and customers. And we all know that the number one challenge for MSPs today is that everybody wants more first-time appointments. So I love how they're leveraging the tool and the data, to gain, as a lead gen tool, really. But it's really all about getting additional business from net new customers and your existing customers. So, Christina, from your perspective, how are MSPs using Landsweeper data to drive new service offerings? What are you seeing?
Well, there's several different ways. As you mentioned, we are affected at different points of the customer journey, right? From scoping and pre-sales. One of the biggest challenges most MSPs have is really understanding the scope of their potential prospects environment. And Landsweeper allows you to use our product in that pre-sales motion to be able to accurately scope and have visibility into exactly what your customer already has. So you know what service to offer, right? You know what they need based on what is existing or not existing in their tech environment. From there, as a foundational data source for service providers, because we provide such a breadth and depth of data, from IT information to IoT asset data to operational technology, the breadth and depth across different platforms and device types allows an MSP to provide a wide variety of services. As you've heard, Martin, from B2B Cyber Secure really focuses on security, compliance, risk mitigation, et cetera, which you need asset data to be able to do effectively, right? You need to know what's there before you can secure it. That makes logical sense. But if you think about other personas in your customer's environment, for example, a procurement officer, they are going to want to do as efficient a laptop purchase as needed, right? With Windows 10 going end of life later this year, we have a lot of MSPs using our data to identify which devices in their customers' environments will not automatically upgrade and would actually be better served to be replaced as opposed to purchasing an expensive support package from Microsoft. So MSPs can use our data in order to figure that out, figure out exactly how to best advise their customer on how to move forward, how to stay protected, how to stay relevant, how to do these advanced and budgeted purchases when it comes to laptops in this example. But our data provides the most detail on every single asset that is out there. And I'll give you an example. We can even tell you how much toner is left in a network printer, right?
Wow.
So if you are working with a large customer, people are printing pages still today. I know a lot of people don't think people print anymore, but I'll tell you right now, I tried to print something in my home office this morning and my printer's not working and I'm quite frustrated. It still happens, right? People still use printers. They still need to know and they still need to budget and plan accordingly. So for procurement officers, our data is relevant. For the software asset management compliance officer, our data is relevant. We tell you what software is being used on which devices by which persona or profile in your customer's environment. So you can actually advise and help them figure out if they're licensed correctly with their software providers. The use cases are endless. And you know, as Martin will tell you, because he has been using LandSweeper for well over 10 years, Your limits as an MSP are only limited to your own creativity when it comes to the kind of service and offering you can provide with our data.
Right, right. No, I love it. I love it. Yeah, and obviously Martin's a very successful organization and very creative. And I love hearing success stories like this of how an MSP took, a tool, a service, and then added their creativity and service to it to drive more business. That's what it's all about. So kudos to you. So Martin, another question to you. How does the LandSweeper tool help you become a more trusted advisor? How would you answer that?
Well, I think the quality of the data is the only thing you can start with. So, transparency, we like to have the customer owning his data with all the cloud offerings and everything outside your premise. We like the customer to feel confident. He owns his data. It's a SQL database when you're on-prem. You can sync it to the cloud to get some additional information. So for us, for every customer, we try to make sure they understand that the data is their own. They're not limited to an internet connection. They can have access, they have the residency and the sovereignty on their data. Now to make a point on Christina's say, she mentioned the toner percentage for someone purchasing a purchasing officer. It's really a simple feature. And this is things we list when we do a proof of concept. What are the objectives you're trying to solve? And that's one of them, or LandSweeper can report on toners that are above 10% remaining. And then the purchasing officer will get an email saying this printer in this office with this cartridge SKU needs your attention. It's getting low. So you can be a lot more proactive than reactive. And this is how we are so successful with this product, because we have the data, the customer sees the data, and we can act upon it before problems emerge. So proactivity is really really important for them.
Okay. I love it. So here's a question for both of you. Cybersecurity is the buzzword of the day, right? It's such a broad term nowadays, but what does it really mean in real MSP operations?
Well, I'll start by saying, we are auditors, inspectors. So we look for things to uncover the unknown. And that's what LandSweeper is so good at. It automatically detects any MAC address, IP address sitting on your network. It can be on your wireless network, your LAN, whatever the network size and the network configuration you have, whether it's IT or OT, you will see things and you will start to identify them. Some of the IT, most of the IT assets need authentication. So you need to have a user, a password. You can use many types of protocol to authenticate to these machines and qualify the data. So really, the cybersecurity buzzword is fairly new, but before cybersecurity, there was Lanceware was already there, showing us the data and qualifying what vulnerabilities can be played on these assets. So I'd say the NIST connection, ISO, the Microsoft security teams, they provide information on top of the assets that are scanned by LanceWeb to qualify these CVEs and to act on them. One of the framework we've built in our MSP ecosystem is based on three steps. Is the first one is to see. That's where LanceWeb comes in. We put in our Googles, our Hourglass to look at the network. Then step two, we act. And that's where looking at the data LanceWeb gives us, we can either play that data, connect it through another tool to provide some information. So let's say patch management. You'll have an integration of some tools in LanceWeb. And you can say this machine is vulnerable. It's critical. So then the patch management will use that data to actually automatically patch the machine. The third step is to understand that whole ecosystem and show the customer how, as a relevant MSP, we have that ecosystem that plays, look at their network every day to try and patch and mitigate these vulnerability days after days.
Okay. Christina, anything to add on that?
Yeah, I would say that, aside from just being a data source, right, we are a platform. And so as Martin was mentioning, we layer in the NIST framework, the ISO regulation, compliance frameworks, the best practices from some of the software vendors. We overlay those requirements and then provide analysis of your customer's environment against those frameworks. That allows us to present a risk and vulnerability insights report where we're actually scoring the severity of those risks in your customer's environment. So you know exactly what to do when you come into work. You know which thing to go attack first, which one is going to present the greatest risk for your end customer because it's prioritized. It's scored for you. And then we take it one step further and we actually provide the recommendations for how to actually mitigate some of those. So if it's a patch that is imminent, that's going to cause a big risk to the customer's environment, we'll not only tell you what patches are available, we'll tell you which patch in the recent releases is actually going to solve the problem. Because as we all know, not the most current one isn't the one that's actually going to fix everything that precedes it. So we really try to layer in additional analysis and insights to make it easier for our MSPs to take action on that data. The other thing that Martin mentioned is around integrations and the extensibility of our data. Every single point of data that we collect in LanceWeb can be exported in one way or another. And I think we're going to talk about that a little bit later, but I think that's a really valuable thing because we're not just a data source to refer back to. We're a data source that enables what's next, right? The what's next step for any of these different use cases or sales or motions.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Well, hey, let's switch gears. And again, a question for both of you, but what's automation's role in this journey?
Well, it's the mother of the tool. So automation is nowadays everywhere. So really important for us. We see a lot during our MSP journey, customer that have technical teams that tend to shift. People changing jobs, going to a higher ranking job, changing employers. So they're missing the technical and they're lacking the technical. So our professional services really help them to use LanceWeb to automate these steps and maybe have less employee or more oriented on the higher interest in the task they do. So The level one, the level twos can be automated in many of the aspects. And like Christina mentioned, the creativity is really where Land Swooper totally explodes. So there's basically barely nothing you can't do with the data Land Swooper gather. It's 100% exportable. You have access to the data. There's nothing locked or you can't grade out, you can't access. You own the data and your creativity is the only limitation. So what you do with it is to what's the objective and what you're trying to achieve. So speaking automation with the integration Christina mentioned, we can automate things. This new machine comes in, bring your own device, consultant. We see there's a weak software on it. We have a minimum version that's allowed on the network. It will be drive to an automatic update and we'll make sure the softwares that are used on the business are to the latest versions. So very efficient. That's one of the ways you can automate. Patch management is something that becomes relevant every month, weeks. It, you know, technicians become a bit tired of patching every time. So that automation with some artificial intelligence can become very useful to mitigate these gaps. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the cool thing we've just released this year is a functionality called Flow Builder. So you actually can build your own automation workflow from the data and take action on the data, whichever the use cases that you're working toward. So, you know, as Martin mentioned, if you want to take the data out of Land Swooper and have it flow into another tool or take action in another tool, you can build that workflow yourself within the platform. So we give you a lot of flexibility to figure out how you want things to work, where you want this data to go and end up. And that provides tremendous value across all of these different use cases. We also have integrations that are pre-built, right, with other ISV solutions, that point solutions that many people already have in their tech stack. So you can actually make those solutions more valuable, right? The investments that you've already made in the rest of your tech stack become more valuable with Land Swooper data underlying them, because many of those solutions are designed just to do that one thing, right? If it's a patch management tool, it's just there to patch devices. It's not going to find everything else that's in the customer environment that might pose a risk or a vulnerability. Whereas if our data is feeding that, then you can ensure that solution is actually doing its job to the fullest of what you're paid for. So there's a lot of value to that automation, not only just in saving time and resources, but that created efficiency also gets you more security, gives you more credibility. You're less prone to human error, right? If you've built in automated workflows. So we're trying to make our MSPs as efficient as possible, make their jobs as easy as possible. And you know, you can never set it and forget it when this is your job, right? It's your job to deliver that and have that insight and overview. But you can rest assured that we're going to see everything. And if you build those automations into the workflow, then those things are going to happen whether you're on call or not, right? Whether you're sleeping in the middle of the night or you're on vacation with your friend, those things are going to continue to happen. And we want to make sure that we can give our MSPs as much time back as possible with this capability.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's great. So, Martin, I'm excited. I want to make sure that the audience understands the application of you know, so my question really to you is what specific, maybe talk about one specific service that you've created thanks to Land Swooper. What is that?
Well, like I said earlier, the auditing we do will be knocked at our door. We're looking for a new MSP, or we come into a business saying, do you know what you have on your network? Would you be interested to know what you have?
Do you call it an audit then?
Yeah, cybersecurity audit.
Okay.
It can take many forms, but we audit the hardware and softwares with Land Swooper. So that's the C part. Then the ACT will act upon the data to patch something, to deploy, to change the hardware, to say this is Windows 7, 10, it needs to be end of life, we'll make the life cycle of the customer to tell them within the next 3 months, this is what you have to do, within the next 6 months, within this year. So we help them budget IT and explain them. It's really about educating your customer to what they have. And most of the time you'll ask, how many assets do you have? Everybody is not able to make an approximation that's even close to the right number, because we keep adding network device to the network, and right. it's hard to cope with. So once you've seen and you start to act, then you kind of understand the network, and the customer builds a trust with you. So
yeah, that's so important.
You understand their network, and you become a trusted advisor because you know the data. And our motto is, there's no discussion without data. We don't make a decision without being backed by data. And that's what LensWhisper brings. We make decisions based on data, and we can show the customer why we're going this way and not this other way.
Perfect.
But, I've seen, so Martin does audits, I've seen other MSPs call them health checks, right? They go in and they offer a free health check to be able to just make sure that, there's nothing that's popped up that the customer may not be aware of. That's a really friendly way to introduce yourself and say, hey, we'll just come in and do a free health check for you, right? And we'll see what we can do and make sure that you're taken care of. It sounds a lot less intimidating than an audit. That sounds much more formal, but it really depends on who you're talking to, the nature of your relationship with the customer. If it's someone you're just meeting for the first time or you've been working with for a while, obviously in Martin's service, audits are very commonplace, right, for cybersecurity. And our data is invaluable for those compliance audits, right? There's so many new regulations coming out year over year that really affect everyone. Even like the DORA compliance regulation that just came out in the EU affects any organization working with humans and people in the EU. And so all of these regulations become really difficult, but if you have the data, then you can do that audit, you can do that compliance reporting very efficiently. But you can also use it as a door opener, right? If a nice springboard little health check for that new prospect.
Yeah, I love that.
That service we have, based on what Christina said, is a risk-free inventory. So we'll come in, we'll do the inventory, and we'll tell the customer, if you don't want to work with us, you pay for the audit, the risk-free inventory. If you want to work with us, we'll waive the fee, and we'll start as an MSP a monthly fee to put in and put in application the recommendation we've made. So within 3 months, 6 months, a year, and that's based on that report we provide.
Okay.
So it's a win-win situation. Sometimes you go to a business, the IT is just everywhere. They haven't upgraded their system. And you as an MSP, you take a risk to get in and start working with them. So it's a good win-win situation to say, with what you have, you now have a perfect picture of the network. I'm okay to go in with these recommendations. And if you agree with them, we can work together. So it kind of protect, and you get to know before you onboard a new customer. And after that, you're like, oh my God, why have I offered my services? And the customer knows he has some investments and some things to change. So,
very good. Very good. Awesome. All right. So looking into the future, what's next for LensWhisper and for what can MSPs expect from LensWhisper moving forward?
Oh, I'm so excited for this year. I can't even tell you, James. Like,
great.
When you look at the things that MSPs struggle with and you think about how as a vendor, right, as an ISV, as a tool, you can actually solve some of those problems. There's only so much some certain tools can do, right? But then I think about all the data that we have. And I think about the fact LensWhisper has been doing discovery and inventory of IT environments for 21 years. And we have been aggregating data from thousands and thousands. We've got over 20,000 customers globally, direct customers, right? Not even those through our MSPs and partners. We've been aggregating all of that data and anonymized in a data lake for years and years and years. And now we have applied AI and ML on top of that data to be able to provide our MSPs really interesting information like benchmarks, right? Say you are in the patch management business and you want to be able to go sell a new customer on why you're better than another MSP. We will actually give you the data that benchmarks your performance against other MSPs in our universe. How fast are you doing this? How good are you at this, right? How quickly are you remediating these issues? We give you that benchmark information using our what we call hive mind, right? That's what provides the insights into lifecycle management and risk and vulnerability reporting, et cetera. So HiveMind is really exciting because it gives you a really clear sense of how well you're doing as an MSP, and you can use that to go sell and win new customers, as well as create loyalty with your existing customers. You can come in 30 days after you sign a contract and say, look, this is what I've done already for you, right? And this is what industry standard is, and aren't you so glad you chose me? And then the second thing that we're releasing that is actually coming out in just a few weeks in the beta is AI within our platform. And what the AI agents will be able to do is help you find this data faster, help you answer meaningful questions with data from your customers' environments quicker, right? We'll be able to help you eventually, we're building toward this, at a push button, build technical documentation, right? And allow you to export that and do it at a push button. So if you are in a compliance, you know, situation with an auditor, and you need to be able to say, here's what I've got. And I know this with confidence, right? I just ran this report yesterday. This is everything in this customer's environment, every known asset, software, hardware, persons using it, et cetera, in one nice little report. Our AI will be able to help you do that. It'll also be able to help you analyze how things are moving in your customers' environments, right? How quickly are they evolving, and how quickly are their IT environments needing refresh, and where are the things that need to be retired versus where we can bring in new opportunities? They can look across the board and actually help you build new service frameworks, right? Because it would be able to see compared to other MSPs that are doing this thing, if I wanted to do that thing too, what do I need to build? What is the benchmark for standard? What does the standard for success look like? What other technology is being used to deliver those services? Our AI is ultimately going to be able to do that because of the data that's in our platform. And I am so excited for the beta of our AI to go live in just the next couple of weeks, for us to get some really great feedback from our existing MSPs. Martin's actually been very integral in helping us shape and frame what this looks like, because we do think of our MSPs as partners.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that's also really clear. We do not look at our MSPs as customers. They are not transactional, one and done. I think Martin can speak to the fact that we work really closely with our partners to try to create win-win situations for us and the customers. Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, their input, your input as an MSP is incredibly valuable to us as we continue to evolve and build our platform for the next generation, so that we all remain competitive and relevant and able to sell and grow successfully.
That's so important. So important. We talk a lot on the show about, what's your secret sauce? You know, what do you want to be famous for? What's your differentiator? And to stand out, this is a great tool that you could wrap your services around and be different than all the competition in the marketplace. So that's what I love about it. So one final question, Christina, is for you. On the LandSweeper side, how can our listening audience get in touch with your team to learn more?
Super simple. Just go to landsweeper.com/partners. There's an MSP page where you can find out what we have to offer. You can submit a contact me form, and literally one of my sales guys will reach out to you and answer all the questions that you're looking for. We're going to be at a couple of upcoming events. We do events with you, James, on a regular basis. So we would love to sit down and chat with you about what you have to offer, what you're struggling with, and really see if there's a way that our data can help enable further services and growth for your MSPs.
Great. I love it. Well, looking forward to that. So that's a wrap, everybody. First of all, a huge thank you back to Christina and Martin for sharing their thoughts and insights. I love sharing what's working out there in the channel so everybody can learn about how to be more successful and help all the listeners in the MSP space. So if you haven't done it yet, check out Landsweeper, start uncovering the hidden value in your own networks. We talk about that a lot. You know, be your own guinea pig, play around with the tool in your own networks to kind of get the hang of it, and then roll that out to your customers. So anyway, check out, I'll drop in the show notes how to get in touch with the team to learn more. But again, big thank you to Martin and Christina. Thank you.
Thanks so much, James. Have a great day. Thanks, Martin.
Thank you for tuning in to the SMB Community Podcast. If you found this interesting or fun, please subscribe, share with your friends, and give us a thumbs up on your favorite social media. We would love to hear from you, so reach out anytime on the website at smbcommunitypodcast.com.